Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, brand new Florida Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville joining us this morning. Coach, how are you? Welcome to South Florida.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're excited. Couldn't be any more happier than arriving yesterday. Was a great start. Everybody's thrilled. Our family's extremely happy. Can't wait to get started.
Well, it's got to be neat for you because you and Dale Tallon go back to your days a long, long time ago, working back together again. I'm sure it's something you guys talked about. I know you've stayed good friends. Talk about that relationship and where it is. And are you guys going to be able to agree and disagree and scream at each other? Is it still going to be the same?
Oh, for sure, the disagreement and screaming at one another, yeah. And talking to Dale over the last few days there, and just us recapturing some of those moments and memories, they're pretty special. When he hired me, I was the luckiest guy back then in Chicago when that team was sitting there with tremendous assets, ready to win, and a lot of parallels coming here as well. But hey, you're not going to agree on every single situation and differences, good or bad, winning with Dale. You know, you move forward, and you move forward together, and we look forward to that challenge.
Coach, I know it's a little early, but how well do you feel like you know this team already, that young core of talented guys that you just talked about plus everything else?
Well, I am looking forward to getting to know them a lot better. You know, we got talking with the staff over the next little while. I like to talk to all the players in the next little while as well. And look at the staff. So we'll put everything together. But I liked a lot of the things I saw watching some individual players. I think there's a lot of top players that could go to another level. We got a lot of guys that could take another step in that upper echelon as far as when you're looking at top guys. Some really special kids here, and I think there's a lot of prospects in the organization. And things change quickly in our game when you can win with young guys, and when it turns in the right way, things can happen fast. And I'm looking forward to how quickly these kids can progress, and I am excited about working with them as well.
Coach, you got a Hall of Fame goalie, Roberto Luongo, on this roster right now. One of the things from last season that needed to be upgraded coming into this season was possibly another goaltender. How do you handle the situation where maybe you got to bring another guy in and you have a Hall of Famer sitting there on your roster?
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're looking at the situation here, and it's an area that we know the importance of goalie, and the goaltending situation is always the most important thing, I feel, when you want to win games, and most importantly, when the playoffs begin tomorrow. So we know how a lot of your team's mojo is relying on the goaltending, and when you have it, you win games. When you have some tough stretches, we know the importance of the goalie holding the gate shut and keeping everybody in the game. So it's something that we definitely know that we're going to look at. And organizationally, a lot of people that have been here, and I know firsthand the competitor and the warrior Roberto is, and how effective he is. So it's certainly we're going to see what happens here, and look forward to sorting that out.
Coach, I've always believed, and tell me if you agree or not, when you got 890 wins and three Stanley Cup championships, Belichick, same way, can do things in the NFL that other guys can't. When you got a resume like that, obviously you get respect right off the bat that you can give tough love a little easier than maybe a first-time coach or first-time head coach. Would you agree with that? Because guys going to respect what you've done?
I don't know. I know one thing you got to be when I first came in the league, you got to be you. And I don't think I changed too much. I think you adapt to, whether you're a young guy and everybody. I think that I know not everybody's going to like you, and not everybody's going to, so.
Right.
But at the same time, mutual respect is what we look for. And, we just want our guys to play hard, play for one another. And a real good team concept, we look to march together and find ways to win. It'll be fun.
Coach, we joke around a lot about Pat Riley down here when he's looking for a free agent or if he's talking to a guy, breaks out his rings, throws them on the table. Do you do that with the Stanley Cups? Do you bring out the trophies?
I've never done that. No, they're away. I don't see them very often, but certainly bring great memories, that's for sure.
Coach, there's some things to clean up. All the turnovers and stuff that continually happen on this team, as good as the offensive numbers were, how do you get that stuff cleaned up? And that it doesn't just bleed through the season?
No, I think as a team, I think you got to play the right way. And I say when I say that, you know, I think there's a rhyme or reason how we play without the puck, and it starts in the offensive zone. And I think if we check well, we're going to be so much better as a team because we're going to have the puck a lot more. And I think that allows these guys to have a lot more freedom offensively. We try to keep the game simple. We want to play fast. We want to play four lines. We want to work hard together. With a more of a checking mentality when we don't have the puck, you know, we're going to have the puck more. So that's kind of how we want to play. But it's all five guys out there checking and being responsible with doing the right things.
All right, I got to ask you this one. Coach, you've done so much in your career, the 890 wins and the Stanley Cups that we mentioned already. What made you want to come and jump right back into this after all the success you've already had in a big hockey town like Chicago?
Well, I got to watch a lot of games. I was away for a long time. Yeah. That seemed like an eternity. So it was we feel this is a great opportunity. I want to win a championship. Better feeling that you can have. And the ride to trying to win the cup is the best part about it. I want to recapture that here with Dale. A lot of parallels of going back then. So we're looking to get going here right away here. We got Dale going to Toronto today. Going for the lottery and see how that goes as well. So there's always some things here going forward here. Just meeting the players yesterday was a highlight for me, and being around the organization and just the one day here, it's been refreshing. It's exciting and the enthusiasm is amazing. So it's going to be a lot to look forward to, and the high is extremely as high as you can get.
What was that phone conversation like with Dale when he called you? Did he go through the roster with you? Did he try to sell you on South Florida weather? What did he do there to try to make it?
He didn't sell me on the weather, that's for sure. But the roster was there's a lot of good things about it. And I think there's, you look back, I mean, the last two seasons have been pretty good years. You know, not very close to getting in. That's how close it is. You know, a couple wins here and there, and all of a sudden you're looking at who you're playing tonight or tomorrow night, I should say. Yeah.
All right.
So that's how close it is.
So you're coming down to South Florida. You find yourself heading west towards golf courses or heading east towards the water, which is always special. Which way you and the family leaning, Coach?
Early, I get myself right out of that discussion, and I have nothing to do about it.
Your best move so far, Coach.
Yeah.
Best coach.
You are a smart guy.
That was an easy call. Yeah.
It's a veteran move right there, Coach. Don't get in the decision making there.
Yeah, that's okay.
But all it's right. Pretty good choices, though. Water or land, whatever you choose, it is good out there.
Whatever sounds good, honey. That's right.
That's it.
No problem.
All right, well, Coach, we do appreciate you coming on for a couple minutes this morning. And congratulations on getting the job down here. And we sure need an infusion of hockey. Get back to the playoffs down here for this Panthers franchise.
Thanks, Coach.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joel Quenneville, the new head coach of the Florida Panthers, joining us for a few minutes this morning. That was the best movie made so far.
He sounds fired up.
Yeah, listen. He's got the resume. There's no doubt about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.